Right, so Sabrina George still interviewing Dolly Sen at the South Bank. So how did you make a move then into film and performing? What was your move into film?
Well, the times when I've not left the house for months and months because of my... I've been given the diagnosis of schizophrenia. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm just too paranoid to leave the house. And the kind of things that connect me to the world, these books and films, I'm just mad about both of them. So after having written a few good few books, I said, I would like to get into films as well. So I started to go to local community film projects to learn about filmmaking. When I've ever done that, when they find out I'm a published writer, that's what I'm given to do on any film project is to write the script. And always the best fun in writing the film scripts is to do comedy. I mean, it's quite hard to do that on film. It really is hard. And I love the challenge of it, you know.
Why is it? Why do you think it's harder in film than in writing books?
Because it's... the person who's performing it needs to have good timing and just needs to be... a natural comedian and a director. I mean, you just need to be surrounded by a crew and cast that, well, they don't have to be comedic, but they have to understand it. I find if you, because I've also taught filmmaking, you know, young kids to do it, and I've noticed that the kids that are a bit of clowns, it just comes so much easier to them, and those who are just kind of quiet and studious and very middle class, it's really difficult for them to do comedy on film. Even I'm not sure, I haven't really analysed it, but that's my kind of instinct, that the performer, well, the director at least needs to understand what's funny on film, you know?
How comedy works. And then what about performing? Because you've got comedy characters. How did they emerge?
Comedy characters emerge in my dreams, usually. And I wake up, why isn't this person in existence? This is not good, you know. Time to bring this person to life. Well, I mean, I do have a character called Mabs. She's 150 years old. She likes to go to rock concerts to stage dive. The way she protests any injustice is by peeing. For example, she had this is a true story. She went to Tate Modern to protest because her friend's dog wasn't allowed to enter the building, even though that dog was an aid dog. So she went to the turbine hall and just peed there as a protest. I mean, Mabs, this character, developed out of that need to get back at Tate Modern, really. So I didn't want to do it in person, so I went in disguise. And it wasn't really we, it was... I wanted to make purple weed just to really, really freak him out. So I just used food colouring and water.
So these are site-specific performances. You actually go to venues. You don't do them in a theatre space.
No, I mean, I do MC Creative Roots has a monthly cabaret night called Muses Cafe in Camberwell. And I've MC'd there, and I've... Most of it, I have to say, most of my comedy is through my writing, but I've not actually done a specific stand-up comedy spot. It's usually involved with something else. Don't have the confidence to do that, I think, at the moment. Maybe in a few months, I might, you know, actually go to a comedy venue and do it. I don't know.
Would you like to be a performer? I mean, you are already, but I mean, in the sense, would you like to go out into the world of comedy?
I don't know, it's when this bloody ego pops up, really. Most of the time I don't feel the need to perform, but when it does pop up, I want to, so... I mean, I'm quite an introverted person, actually. I'm happy just reading, you know, books at home, but then I just become insane with power, really, and you know, insist on having groupies, and I don't know, it's just a weird thing to be. I don't know if it's part of my madness or it's just a thing that has been passed down for generations through my dad, because I'm not sure. It's something I would like to do, but maybe I won't, I don't know.
So at the moment your main focus is on your writing and your books?
It's writing and filmmaking.
Right. Yeah. So in the process of making a film at the moment?
I'm editing two films at the moment. I'm going away for a holiday in the end of June, but when I return I will be filming another film project about a woman who's insisting that she's being filmed, and she is being filmed in a film that using a camera I'm filming her with, but nobody else can see it, only she can see that I am filming her. So that's the next project, and it's just taking the utter and total piss out of psychiatry. You know, that's not a hard thing to do, because, you know, like I said, you can joke about George Bush, but it's not really working at it, because he's just such a funny guy. You just have to describe him, you know. Get a 2-year-old to describe him and it's still funny. And likewise, psychiatry is a very easy thing to make fun of, because it's just ludicrously stupid. I mean, it's like, I remember reading a psychiatrist said that, here is my specimen, you know, as a human being, he's saying this, so this is my specimen. Watch this bizarre behaviour she exhibits, and there he is with a stick poking her eye. Don't you think that is bizarre behaviour he's exhibiting? And then she does this, and then she you know, flaps her hands in front of the stick and shouts at him and said, look, you know, this is a sign of a madness. And, you know, I want to say, what about you bastard? Do you know what I mean?
It's such quite a normal reaction to shout, just, and
yeah, exactly.
Push his stick away.
Yeah. So like I said before, you know, in my writing I talk about my father, and that's always, you know, funny. People love the stuff I write about my father, but I'm not. It's not me that's funny. It's my dad being funny, really.
But well, the thing is that you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see it, and it's like you were saying before, it's when you're, that's what we were talking about before, when I realised I'd made the cock up on the recording, was we were talking about when you're writing you feel something else is just getting you to write.
Yes. There was a programme on last night about hearing voices. I didn't see all of it, and they were just talking about how a lot of voice hearers aren't labelled mentally ill. In fact, they're just they're writers and musicians and mathematicians, really. And those that aren't labelled mad say that it's just their muse speaking to them, really. And sometimes when I write, I don't feel like I'm just providing the fingers and the emotion to write, and something else is coming through me. I don't know if it's your subconscious or if there is really something external, I don't know, but it's...
It works for you.
It works for me, yeah.
Oh, that was the question I was asking, was when you're starting on a book, presumably you have an idea of what the book's going to be about.
Yes.
And then what happens if, say, you're a third of the way in, and then the muse comes and tells you about another story they want you to write? What do you do with that?
Well, I pause on the book I'm writing, go to that little white page in Microsoft Word and click on that, and start on that, and do both at the same time, really.
So you do?
Yeah.
You might actually be writing a number of different projects at the same time, depending which one the muse is telling you to do.
Yeah.
Right, and that's how come you're so prolific, because 15 books, how old are you?
I'm 35.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
And that's quite prolific.
Well, I don't do anything. I mean, this is how it's my work and my play, my art, really. I don't watch TV, hardly watch TV, I just read, watch films, write, and make films. That's all I do.
And have you stayed with the same agent stroke publisher? Are they just like waiting for the next one to come along the line?
Well, the book I'm editing at the moment, that's going to be published in October for Mental Health Week. Well, I mean, I've got kind of interest in other publishers. I think my names were starting to become known on the kind of, not the underground cult writing scene, but for example, like Serpent's Tale is interested in some of my stuff.
So you have got someone constantly waiting for the next book. What I'm trying to get at is the business end of it. Is that sort of taken care of, or do you have to do a lot of work to make sure that you've got, you know, somebody lined up for the next project, or is there somebody care of that side of things?
I don't ever think ahead or plan strategies or anything like that at all. It's weird. Like I say, this really annoys and depressive. Like now, if you will something into existence, it'll take care of itself. You go, yeah, right. But when any project, when I've completed it, there's always something happens for me to use that project, release it to the world. This always happens. I don't know why. If it's something that only happens to me, but you know, for example, I've made a film and I don't know where to show it, and then I bump into somebody that likes to show that kind of film, and then that person says, oh, you should go for this award, and I get that award. It just happens like this. I'm lucky, I think.
And do you have an agent for your books?
No.
You don't?
No. I've been told by writer friends who have agents, let's steer clear of them.
Yeah, well, you know, if it works for you, if it works for you.
Yeah.
Because I find that area, I mean, it's both in stand-up comedy and in writing and in virtually every endeavour, that some people are incredibly dependent on agent stroke management. I mean, Woody Allen had an agent virtually feeding him soup every night after a gig because he was so incapable of looking after himself and so terrified and whatever, and his agent really, you know, was like a valet to him, a butler, you know, making sure that everything was taken care of.
No,
and other people function very well without it.
No, I don't like being controlled. I don't like that feeling of being controlled or things being taken out of my own hands, you know. When it stops working for me and the way I'm doing it, then probably I would seek an agent, I think.
Brilliant. Yeah. All right, well, on that note, which is fantastic, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.